Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide podcast show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with its Orlando Time Facebook page, trusted, acknowledged, and respected. Hello and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. I hope you're doing well and enjoying the sunshine, whether it be here in Britain or in sunny Orlando on your wonderful Orlando holiday. Now, I'm going to start the show with a quick ad for Podcoin. If you're listening to this app, on whether it be on the iTunes or on Android, make sure that you download the Podcoin app, because if you do, you get paid for listening to me. Now, what better idea could that be? But not just you get paid for this podcast, but for every podcast that you play through the Podcoin app. And you get what they call Podcoin that builds up, and you can get things like Starbucks vouchers, Amazon vouchers, or you can even give to a charity of your choice. So why don't you download the Podcoin app right now from either Apple or iTunes or Android, and you can benefit and get paid for listening to great podcasts, not just this one as well. Okie dokie, let's get on with the show. Well, what's proving very popular is to give you the next two-week mini forecast. It's as fast as we can. Okay, it's looking pretty warm, 91 degrees. That's right, for the next 7 days, it's starting off at 91 degrees. Feels like over 100 degrees. Sunny, cloudy, and possible a risk of thunderstorms. This time of year, it can be very changeable. So you can really expect the weather to be, you know, it might be sunny in the morning, but then you could get rain in the afternoon, and it will feel pretty humid, especially before these thunderstorms. In fact, the lowest figure I've got for the next 7 days, which is from Monday the 16th of September, you're looking at 91, and then that's for tomorrow, and in turn for Saturday and Sunday, which is the 21st and 22nd of September, you're looking at round about 88. So really, it's going to be pretty warm. The lowest temperature this week, they reckon, will be 86 degrees, with that is on Thursday and Friday. And there's still quite a risk of showers on those days as well. So it will feel pretty warm. So I would make sure that you hydrate as much as you can. So you've got plenty of fluids, plenty of sun cream. You are certainly going to need it. Now, I'll quickly click on to the next 7 days and let's see where it takes us. Well, it is still well into the 90s. It's mainly sunny for the 23rd of September, which is a week tomorrow and the Monday. And really right the way through that week, it's seeing roughly 90 degrees every day. But it will feel roughly about that, maybe a little bit over 90 degrees. So it's certainly going to be warm at nighttime. It's roughly 75 degrees, so it does cool down a bit. There's a short, kind of small wind of around about 12 miles an hour, which is easterly. That's on the Monday, and it varies a little bit between east and northeast winds for the whole week. But it's going to be warm. Again, there is risk of thunderstorms on the 25th of September. Remember, this can change because we are looking at about 2 weeks ahead, roughly by the end of the forecast. But yeah, it's going to be reasonable. It's going to be pretty hot. This time of year, there are always thunderstorms and showers, but you can also get very good weather too. So there you have it, a quick 14-day weather forecast, and we'll get on with the rest of the show. If you're heading to Orlando this year, then you need Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. It's packed full of essential and crucial information to make sure you get the best from an Orlando holiday. You can get it on Kindle or iBooks, or have a copy posted out to you for just £5.50, including free delivery to UK residents. Visit hughhattrick.com now for your copy. And enjoy Orlando. Now, this is where you need to get your pens and paper out, if it's at all possible. Or if you're driving while you're listening to this, get a passenger to get a pen and paper out and write some of these deals down. Because I tell you what, over the next few weeks, there are some absolute bargains if you're flying from the UK heading to Orlando. Let me give you an example. We've used Wednesday the 9th of October for 2 weeks, two adults, two children, flying on the Dreamliner from London Gatwick. And this actually includes this is a deal of fly drive. So you've got your flights and your car hire included on this deal. This is from TUI.co.uk. So you can see this for yourself if you go on to the TUI website. Just £410 per person. So that's a total of £1,639 for two adults, two children on a fly drive to Orlando. And that is pretty much over the October holidays, which is fantastic. And that was a 2-week holiday. Now, that's just one. Obviously, you need to get your accommodation on top of that. But there are lots of villa companies that you can use that in turn will get you one for maybe about £1,000 for 2 weeks. And that could be a 3 to 5 bedroom, fantastic villa, which would more than meet your needs. Now, if you want to do it on a similar budget, how about the Rosen Inn on International Drive? This is for Friday the 11th of October for 40 nights. Again, two adults, two children. It's a double room. It's room only and it's from Bristol. And it's just £502 per person. So the total price is £2,004 exactly. And that's a saving of 42%, which is absolutely massive. So definitely worth looking at. Now, if you want to go slightly better and get a 2-bedroom suite with a balcony or enclosed terrace, at this point there was only one room left, but you never know, it's worth having a look at this. Again, this is on TUI. The three deals that I've listed so far are all from tui.co.uk. This is at the World Quest Orlando Resort in Lake Buena Vista, which is for the 9th of October for 2 weeks. It gets 4.5 out of 5 on TripAdvisor. And this, which is one of the biggest deals yet, is just £523 per person for a party of two adults, two children. So the total price is £2,090, which is a saving of over 54%. Now, I have to say, from looking at the World Quest Orlando Resort, it looks pretty good. It's a really nice, nice apartments. If you go on to their World Quest Orlando Resort, if you look at that on Google or on TUI, you'll see it's got a big pool, lots of facilities, and it looks very nice, very comfortable, and really you would have a great time there. I don't see any reason why that would be not a great holiday. In fact, and as I say, 4.5 out of 5 on TripAdvisor, plus a 2019 Certificate of Excellence. So it really is good. It gets a really good write-up. You've got a 5-minute shuttle to the theme parks. It's a lakeside setting, and you get free Wi-Fi with that as well. So that is an absolute bargain and well worth looking at. Now, not to bore you with hundreds of deals, it is worth going last minute, or just, you know, keep it on your website, on your browser, and see what is there, because quite literally there are phenomenal deals. If you are going to go in person, then either going into TUI or Thomas Cook, it's worth going in and saying, look, I need it last minute, and let them know what you want, and you will find that there are phenomenal discounts. Even if you want to go for Disney hotels, and even like, you know, the kind of family deals that are available, you will find that there are services that they can do, or, you know, deals that they can get you that will save you a bundle compared to what most people are paying to get their Orlando holiday. So by the time you sit on that plane with your family and the person sitting next to you says, oh yeah, how much did you pay to come here? You can tell them. Let's move on. Now, I would like to tell you about some of the best places to go in Orlando. It's always expanding. The list is ever expanding because there's so many things to do in Orlando that are such great fun. But just off the 192, there is a place called Celebration. Now, you well may have heard me talk about Celebration before. It's the town that Disney built about 20 years ago. And it's just at Junction 1 as you come off the 192 to join the 192. Normally, if you're heading south from the airport, it's very easy to find. It's very near Old Town Kissimmee. You just stay on that road and you'll see the signs for it. And it's like this amazing town. It would be like Desperate Housewives. That would be the nearest thing I could think of, with houses that have these lovely picket fences and everything is in place. All the grass is cut short, there's no litter anywhere, and all the buildings look in pristine condition. But there's a lovely lake that you can walk around. There's an old, lots of modern shops, you know, and ice cream parlours that look like there's something out of the 1950s, plus an old cinema as well that looks like something from Back to the Future. But it's just such a nice place and really friendly. And if you want to just chill out a bit and go for a lovely walk, then I strongly recommend go to Celebration. It's a beautiful path right the way around the lakeside, and then it comes to the Bohemian Hotel at the far end, which if you want to stay there, you might need a little bit of money to do so, but it's rather nice. And if you look at the cars outside, you'll just see what I mean in terms of the kind of people that go there. There's some beautiful cars that sit outside. But Celebration is just a great place to go if you want to maybe take a day away from the theme parks, or even just a few hours away to enjoy something, you know, the nicer side of Orlando that's not as busy, and just gives you a taste of what kind of upper class living is like in America. And of course, there's so many places nearby as well. If you want to go shopping, you're just off the 192. There's plenty of restaurants to choose from, literally just 5 or 10 minutes away. But there's some lovely cafes and restaurants that you can use in Celebration that are actually not that badly priced. Although what I have heard is that people are finding that prices have gone up quite a bit in Orlando in the last year. Now, some of that is due to the pound and the poor exchange rate, because the pound has lost value against the dollar. So that does have an impact. But if you're a bit careful and shop around a bit and make sure you listen to our podcasts and videos, you'll find the best ways to save money in doing so on your Orlando holiday. So Celebration, definitely one of the best places to visit in Orlando. Now, how would you like to go to one of the best beaches in Florida? Well, let's start with Sarasota. Now, I've been there back in 2018. We went for a visit for the day, and it was absolutely amazing. It's roughly a 2-hour drive from Orlando. You head south on the I-4, and then it's a bit of a drive from there. But it's worth it, I have to say, and it has won the TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Award for Best Beaches in 2015, and also it won the Traveler's Choice Best Beaches Award in 2014 as well. It's also been seen as one of the 10 best beaches for families by the Family Vacation Critic. Now, whether you want to take the kids for a swim, or want some family-friendly beach volleyball, or just to lie around, there's no shortage of summer family activities in Siesta Beach in Florida. It really has so many things to do, and one of the wonderful things about it is that the white sand is cool. It doesn't heat up like in many other beaches. So it means it's much more pleasant to walk on, and it won't burn your toes when you're trying to walk on it, especially in the soaring heat of Florida. So that's one of the reasons why it's pretty good. But let me quote from one of the researchers and award-winning journalists who's written about Siesta Beach. Siesta Beach returns to our list with good reason. First, the beach is absolutely breathtaking. Its sand is 99% quartz and feels like a confectioner's sugar. This in itself is worth a visit. And then there's the pale, translucent blue-green water, similar to that of the Caribbean. Add the gentle water's shallow depth near the shore, and lifeguards and restrooms and showers, and you've got it made. You also get free parking, but I would get there early because it can be quite busy, and there's a wonderful playground for kids. It really is very, very good, and it will keep them settled for a long time. There's also a concession stand where you can enjoy food and live music. So there's something for everyone at Sarasota Beach, and it remains, I would say, to be fair, the best beach I've been to yet in Florida. I've been to Clearwater, I've been to Daytona, but for me, Sarasota is the best beach by far and away. So that quickly rounds up our short podcast for the week. Remember, you can email me at podcast@cardioadvisor.co.uk, or you can use info@hughhattrick.com, and I will happily do my best to answer your questions. If you have any particular recommendations, then let us know, and we'll do our best to talk about them and find out more and put them on our podcast and our videos. Remember, you can get our 52-page step-by-step guide, which is, of course, none other than Hattrick's Orlando Guide. It's selling fast. You can get them on the website at hughhattrick.com. It's on the front page. Just click the link, as you'll see in the description, to take you there, and you can buy your copy there either on Kindle or iBooks for just £3.99. Or if you like a printed copy, it's just £5.50. Delivered to your door, and that's for UK customers. If it's going abroad, we can pretty much do it for around about the same. So, have a wonderful week. If you're about to head off to Orlando, make sure you've got your sun cream and your visas ready, and I'll see you next week. Bye just now.